This is In Focus, the weekly public affairs program from KTBB and the Team Sports Radio, featuring members of the local community working to make East Texas a better place.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Lonnie Johnson. You're listening to In Focus every Saturday and Sunday morning on two stations. One is KTBB 97.5 FM, and the other is the Team 92.1 FM. I hope you enjoy the show. If you have any input or thoughts on the show, you can always reach out at ktbb.com/infocus. Today, our focus is on the United Way of Smith County. My two guests are Devin Smith, she's the development director, and also Kaylee Solinger, who is the community relations director for the United Way of Smith County. Their URL is usmithcounty.org, right?
uwsmithcounty.org.
It was right in front of me. It's uwsmithcounty.org. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
So let's just go, in case someone's listening that may have not been familiar with United Way, let's just talk about your mission, your main purpose, and what you do.
Well, the United Way is a national organization, and here locally in Smith County, we fundraise, we mobilize resources for nonprofit community. In our United Way of Smith County, we have two kind of direct services that we provide. One is our 211 number, which is regional access to resources. So anybody can call if they're having trouble paying their rent or securing food for their families. They can call 211, just pick up the phone, call 211, and someone, one of the amazing staff in our office, can direct them to resources that they need. The other is our East Texas Center for Nonprofits, which is a partnership between United Way and UT Tyler. And it is really to educate nonprofit leaders on all sorts of things, all sorts of management techniques, branding, grant writing, anything you could imagine that a nonprofit leader might need. And then really the bulk of what we do is raise money and mobilize resources for nonprofits. And we have 26, soon to be 28, partner agencies who are beneficiaries of this amazing community support. And we're just, I mean, I being new to the United Way, I'm very grateful to be part of that mission. It's wonderful to see such an amazing Smith County community who just want to help. And yeah.
That's good. And actually, you just educated me a little bit. So United Way helps distribute philanthropic monies and gifts to other nonprofits.
Yes.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. I did not realize that. Mm-hmm. So you're not like a vending machine. You're like the person that stocks the vending machine for the vending machine owner.
In a way, okay. Yes.
That's fascinating to me. I didn't know that. I want to drill down a little bit on that because it really is. So I've got a lot of, I seem to date and marry counselors and social workers and people like that, empathetic people who end up in nonprofit one way or the other. So I've found Tyler area, Smith County, to be very philanthropic and caring, and a lot of needs that are there. Mm-hmm. So how do you choose what to fund and what not to fund?
So that is a great question. We have four key impact areas that we're looking to serve. We're looking at education, crisis intervention, health and wellness, and education?
Income and jobs.
Income and jobs.
Financial security.
Okay.
And really the purpose of all of these things is to move people in Smith County from dependence on services to independence. And so when you look at something like Christian Women's Job Corps, which is one of the beneficiary organizations of United Way Smith County, they're helping educate people on how to, you know, on job skills. And so that moves them from I need help to I can provide help, or I can serve my community in a job. And a lot of what we find is that people in this community have complex needs. There's very rarely a situation where one organization can serve the entirety of someone's need. if someone comes in with a food insecurity, for example, they may also need help paying their rent. They may also need help with job skills or something like that, or health. And so we fund a multitude of agencies that can serve kind of people in a holistic view. And that's one of the unique things about a United Way. But as far as deciding where that money goes, so we sort of are the clearinghouse for funding a lot of the times, where we will bring in money and then we will help the community make an impact. And Kaylee is really leading up that charge, so I'm going to let her explain what that grant process is.
Yeah, so we have partner agencies. Those are those 26. When our board recently approved two new agencies that will be joining us. And so as we embark on our next campaign cycle, we will have 28 agencies. But we specifically fund programs at those agencies.
So, like, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'm real familiar with the East Texas Crisis Center.
Yes.
Okay, it's a center, if you don't know, for battered women, and if you don't know, give money to it. So, so within that organization are different programs for children, for women. So as an example, let's use them. What kind of program would you fund for them?
So they have three programs with us, and it is family aspects on all levels, because they're also seeking to prevent domestic violence in the homes. And so they have an education class to help promote healthy home lives where we don't see domestic violence. And that is one of the programs that we support. The East Texas Crisis Center.
Yeah, I think it's called Jobs and Security, probably, you know, stop a lot of domestic violence. Mm-hmm.
And they have psychological services to help people. And they also have very unique, there's no other comparable organization in our region to them. And to serving the populations they do. And it is. And they have had wonderful, wonderful programs. One of the other programs that we serve there is their education program, because they have families living on site and they have on site childcare. And so that is another program that we serve.
By funding them.
Yes. And so they, every year, our grant cycle right now, our partner agencies are writing their grants. They're writing for specific programs, and we're essentially vetting those programs. We are good stewards of the money that we get from people in the community, individuals that donate directly out of their paycheck oftentimes. That's what we call our campaign, our rallies. Every dollar those individuals give goes to our agency's programs.
That this is going to be a question, but I'm going to have a bit of a preamble on it. We're 2 days away from when John Sims was struck by a car on Front Street. A week later, he lost his life. John, I went over to his house after, y'all hang on, went over to his house afterwards and had the job of going through his stuff, because somebody has to do that in the process. And I noticed many envelopes of thank you from the United Way. The reason I bring this up is John was in radio. Nobody gets rich in mid-market radio, okay? There are no Howard Sterns living in Smith County, okay? And he gave small donations of 20, 50, 50, 70, 20, 25 donations. How important are those everyday little donations compared to the philanthropic large, like Bezos's ex-wife? You know, she may be able to give $1 billion to you guys, but how dependent are you, and how important is it for us locally to contribute?
Well, one of the things I want to point out is what Kaylee said earlier, is that 100% of the money that we raise from employee rallies. So when we go and speak to a company and we ask for their employees to enroll in payroll deductions, those can be very small amounts.
Didn't know that existed.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a big way that United Way nationally raises money. And what it really does is open up a whole new pool of donors for those agencies that we support. So we never ever want to be in competition for the same dollars with our agencies. So we are here to identify new funding funding sources for them. And employees of companies all over Smith County have gotten so incredibly involved in United Way. They're giving a portion of their salary every year. And they are so vitally important to what we do. And it's really what we find. Some of the most meaningful gifts are some of the smallest dollar amounts. When you look at a person who is working a minimum wage job and choosing to put their money to use for United Way, when you look at, you know, giving is such a it's such a personal choice, and it's such a personal thing that we're asking people to be involved. But when somebody gives of their bounty that way, it really is meaningful. And so for us as an organization, every dollar does count. And we're so grateful for what we call our pillar program, which is companies throughout Smith County, throughout East Texas, have signed on to give corporate gifts that support kind of the overhead cost of United Way to so that we can function, so that in turn their employees and employees all over the area can have 100% of their money go to those programs that Kaylee was speaking about. So in answer to your question, every dollar does count, and we appreciate so much anyone who's willing to contribute to our campaigns every year.
Well, as an example, you know, if I gave $100, I would feel it a lot more than Bill Gates giving $1 million.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And I don't. I could give $100. Mm-hmm. You know, but if you can donate, please donate. It's uwsmithcounty.org. I'm not going to butcher that again. It's uwsmithcounty.org, which would be the United Way. Of course, would be UW. You can go there to donate. As Devin just said, they have events at employers' places. So if you're an employer listening to this, if you're a large employer, small, anybody from Train to ETR to Big Five Automotive. I mean,
to KTBB.
To KTBB. Maybe we need to. You know, I'll introduce you to Paul in just a minute. I see some great great names on here. Cables Roofing. Chick-fil-A, KTBB. Paul must make a donation for us. He might have done that even before, but possibly after John's passing, because mm-hmm. it was, like I said before the interview, was United Way and Boy Scouts of America were his two biggies. Mm-hmm. Gave everywhere. Yes. But those were his two biggies.
Boy Scouts is one of our agencies, and we have two programs with them. And one of the things about donating to the United Way is that you can donate to the United Way, and we have a committee of board members and community members from all different backgrounds and walks of life that look at our applications, and they're the ones that are looking at where the money goes. And so it's not our personal choice, and there's kind of some value there. And then also, you can choose anytime you donate to designate your donation to a specific agency and or program, or even just one of those four categories, and that's where the money will go. Mm-hmm. And so if you're real passionate about health and wellness, when you donate to the United Way, you can choose health and wellness, and that's where your $20 a month will go.
And another thing that kind of goes along with that is that committee and other people involved with United Way are trying to keep a pulse of what the needs are in Smith County. And that's actually why we're adding two new agencies this year, is because there were some needs in the community that weren't being met by all of the agencies combined.
Such as? Can you elaborate? Or
sure. Okay. So it's all public knowledge, and we're excited to have them. Our two new agencies. Oh, it is public knowledge, right?
Well, this is almost kind of like the unveiling, because our campaign year is ending, and so as we start our new campaign, Camp V and the Fostering Collective. So we're thrilled to have those two new agencies that go hand in hand with many of our agencies, but are offering a unique aspect mm-hmm. of services needed in the community. And so as you donate during this next year and you make that pledge, that promise to give every month, you can choose those agencies or their categories and your money will go to support their programs.
And so one could argue that I interviewed, I can't remember his name, for Camp V, but great organization a couple months ago. One could argue that if it wasn't for the United Way, there's at least some of these philanthropic agencies that would not exist. Like, they wouldn't be able to keep the doors open if they didn't have the funding from the United Way.
Sure. Yeah. We're often a small piece, but it is a partnership. And that's why we call them partner agencies, is that, yes, we provide the funding. We provide that logo of United Way that they use on their letterhead or their brochures to say that we've been approved. It's kind of like the Better Business Bureau in some ways. It's kind of like an approval. We've been looked at and we have been deemed
vetted.
Yes, yeah. We've been vetted. Mm-hmm. And so...
And I will say that it really depends on the nonprofit. There are agencies we support where we're supporting a large portion of their budget. There are agencies where we're supporting a very small, relative proportion of their budget. If you look at a program like Texas Rent Project, they are completely volunteer run. And so, their administrative need is a little bit different from something that's a little bit bigger and community-wide.
I think I see how it works. Because I'm not going to give out the name, but my girlfriend worked for a nonprofit here locally, and they were able to get a grant, possibly from the United Way or something, to pay her salary for the year. Mm-hmm. So that organization would not have had the privilege of having someone like that on staff without those monies being made available. That's strong. And so now I have a real soft spot for single moms. I was raised by a single mom. I know it's a hard plight. It's tough. But I'm also, and it's just now coming over me talking to you two, I'm sort of tired of using them as the example of always needy, because quite frankly, there's always a need there. But a lot of times those women are very strong and take care of everything they need. And then you get to the point from the difference between what you need and what you want. And do they ever get anything they want because they're always paying for what they need? Y'all with me on that? Mm-hmm. Okay. So, it's a little off there. But I guess what I'm asking, if you have, you don't have to be destitute to get help from the United Way, correct?
That is correct. Yeah. The nonprofits and the programs that United Way supports here in Smith County serve, like I said, a multitude of needs. The Literacy Council of Tyler, for example, is an amazing organization, as is East Texas Food Bank. So while those two organizations serve very different kind of needs, some are very immediate, some are a little bit more of a, I don't want to say developed, but, it's not your primal need for food. It is not your basic need for food, but you do need to learn how to read. And so the nonprofits that we serve people of all different spectrum of need in all sorts of ways. And one is not more important than the other. Like I said, there's so many people in need.
Elderly care. Dementia resources.
Correct. Alzheimer's Alliance is one of our partner agencies.
Yeah, I interviewed them a couple weeks ago. I'm sorry. It's just such a... They were completely wonderful individuals. I have some people in my life affected by dementia, and it's just a horribly sad... And you talk about something where it's going to eat up a lot of your resources in the future. It doesn't seem to be getting any better.
Yeah. But it is very difficult to deal with. But like the Literacy Council that she mentioned, they help adults get their GEDs so that they can get a better job, which is huge, especially when you're stuck in a job because you need a GED, or you can't find a job because you need a GED.
And are you unhirable without a high school degree?
I wouldn't say unhirable.
I would say limited.
But like, if you wanted to go build houses, if you want to be a framer, I want to be an apprentice framer.
It's a whole other. I don't know.
Okay. I'm sorry. This is why I'm no good for this position.
It can make it very difficult, I'm sure. And one of the beautiful things about the East Texas Food Bank is that, you think just food, but their program is the resource center, and so that's opened up here in Tyler, and they have offices in that resource center where other nonprofits are based so that they can reach those other needs that individuals coming to get food might not be able to reach.
Yeah, that's on the loop and isn't it on the loop in front somewhere around there? Not the East Texas Food Bank, but they have a new office?
I think you might be thinking of PATH.
I think I might be.
And PATH is also one of our agencies, and well, they sure. I understand
there's not an agency in town that's a nonprofit benefit from the United Way service. I think the way you put it, Devin, initially was crystal clear. You're a clearinghouse mm-hmm. for money. Mm-hmm. So basically that money is your strength. Dollars are your strength. Care, love is what you distribute, mm-hmm. but money is your strength to do that. So again, let's give people the opportunity to donate. I can give out the org, but is there anything donation wise you want to talk about, like how they would go about it? Maybe it's a kindness tithe mm-hmm. for those of you so beholding.
Well, one of the great things about United Way is that there are so many ways to get involved. If you are with an employer, please feel free to reach out to us and see how we might come and talk to your employees. See if you have other coworkers who want to get involved. We are happy to come and do an employee rally or a campaign. If you own a business in the area, you could always talk to us about becoming a pillar sponsor. If you are looking to volunteer your time and talents, there are tons of ways to do that, and Kaylee can explain that a lot better than I can.
Let's hear that, Kaylee.
So many of our agencies, they need more than just a one-time occurrence. Those are great, and they have great value. Many agencies need reoccurring volunteers. So
when you say one-time occurrence, so is this the high school student getting credit? Is this the situation?
It could be a group of from East Texas young professionals coming and packing boxes at the food bank.
For the one day.
Yes, for okay. one-time occurrence.
Okay.
But many agencies need to train their volunteers. CASA, for instance. We have so many children that are in foster care due to abuse or neglect, and they need a volunteer to come and to advocate for them. Yes, it's a real emotional job, but it's not one that you pop in and you do one Saturday and you don't touch it again for 6 months. It's something that's reoccurring that you kind of have to make a commitment to. Well, not even kind of, you have to make a commitment to. And so volunteer opportunities, if you visit our website and you click on Get Involved, you can see a list of all of our agencies and click on them, and there's information about their volunteer opportunities, how you can connect. If you're not sure where to get started, or maybe you're looking for a good team builder to do with a club, your family, your work, organization, whatever it might be, we have our 30th anniversary Day of Caring. And that is going to be on Friday, June 14th. And we're going to start off the morning at Green Acres Crosswalk with breakfast. You're going to meet up with your team, and you're going to have signed up for a project to do at an agency. You're going to go out, work on that project from 9 to noon, and then come back for lunch and door prizes. That
not
being
a bad
said,
day.
Yes, I know.
It's not a bad
like,
day.
Yes, that sounds like a great Friday. And so,
okay, but wait a minute. Now I'm going to push back. Okay,
uh-oh.
So I'm sorry. No, and it's no. It's about us, not you. Okay, I have no pushback on you whatsoever. I'm talking about the great unwashed, the public. Okay, we don't need to. I don't want to make this about lollipops and Tootsie Rolls. You know what I mean? It's not about the free lunch that you would get. And the gifts or whatever. It's not, shouldn't be. If that's your motivation, then just go to the Golden Corral and sit there all day and eat. I'm saying that if you want to do this, and I'm not trying to push you away from one-time volunteerism. Obviously, it's important. But I really understand what you mean, because it's the same way the business faces training people, new mm-hmm. people all the time with high turnover rates. You're stuck in the mud training somebody. They get trained and they move on. And I would imagine when you're pushed or pressed to be in charge of the well-being of all these community assets, which mm-hmm. is what you do, that having someone that is familiar with the things is probably very important. Mm-hmm. And so that would be a relatively small number compared to the one-dayers, I'll call them, right? Mm-hmm. So step it up, guys, is what I'm saying. Like, if you're going to volunteer, if you feel such a pressure, then volunteer a little more than just one time, because I don't think you can really understand anything the first time you do it.
And that, oh, sorry, go ahead.
No,
and
go
day
ahead.
Of, day of caring is a great way to get your toes wet. Like, if you're unsure where to jump in, if you're not sure how to connect to this agency that you're interested in. So volunteer signups will be on our website. When you click get involved, there's a Day of Caring link. You can click on that and it will direct you. So if you are a part of a 501c3 nonprofit and you need something done, if you need volunteers to come out and do something, submit a project request. You don't have to be a partner agency. You don't have to be an ETCN agency. Any 501c3 nonprofit can say, hey, come help us. And a lot of times, those are the ones that need it, are the little guys just building up. And so submit a project. If you are an individual or a group and you want to volunteer, look at those lists. Is there a project that appeals to you on a personal level?
Are the
lists
on the web, on the website?
It'll be, yes. As, okay. So project submissions opens up March 25th. And that will go through May 10th that you can submit a project. And starting April 4th, volunteers can sign up. And you can have someone sign up a group for you and reserve several spots on that project. But you can choose the project or the agency you work with. And so even if the Children's Park is not an agency, they're right across the street from us. And every year they need volunteers to come out and do gardening work. That appeals to you. If the Children's Park has a special place in your heart, or gardening does, sign up for it. Go do it.
I think one of the beautiful things that can come out of Day of Caring is if an individual in the community takes that day, they go and volunteer, they get involved in a place, and they decide, wow, I'm really in love with this organization. I care about what they do. And I care about how they're serving the people around me. And then you fall in love with that agency and you become an everyday volunteer or a weekly volunteer. I think that's something that is unique to this day. It can really be a wonderful entry point for people to get involved with something they care about.
I might be very valuable to the Children's Park. I have OCD, so I'll sit in my yard and pull weeds. My neighbors just drive by thinking I'm a crazy guy, and I live right next to the Children's Park, or it's just a couple streets away. But that's a great example. I mean, if it doesn't take rocket scientists. They need people to pull weeds, too. Mm-hmm. And I guess by not paying someone to do that, it opens up more funds mm-hmm. to be given to the place.
Absolutely. I think that one of the great things about Day of Caring and just being involved with United Way in general is that you learn very quickly that nonprofits in our area, there's so many wonderful nonprofits in East Texas, and they do important work every day, but they're not serving people in a remote area where no one has visited. You are likely in Smith County to run into people in the grocery store or on a walk with your family who are served by some of these agencies. The needs are all over our area. They're in our everyday life. And the degree of separation between you and someone in need is not very big.
Say that again. I just want everybody to hear that again, because I'm a big proponent of that statement. It's so true. Any twist of events.
Sure.
Say it one more time. I want you to say it one more time.
Well, the degree of separation between you and someone in need is not very big in Smith County. In my own life, I didn't realize it until I was living in my home in the Azalea District for over a year, and I realized that one of my neighbors, who is probably in her mid-50s, was unable to read, and through life circumstances had just never been given the opportunity to learn how to read. And that's not something that you can... It takes you back. It gives you a moment to consider your bounty and your life and say, what if I was in need and who would help me? And I think that's what drives so many people to get involved with nonprofits in general. You know, everybody has things that they are passionate about. We hope that you can be involved with United Way and involved with our partner agencies and just a great proponent of people in need in Smith County.
Friday, June 14th is the Day of Caring, correct?
Yes. For more information, you can visit our website. The links to volunteer are there to submit a project. Also, if you would like to support by being a sponsor or donating a door prize, the information is there as well so that you can get connected to your community and support in a variety of ways.
Thank you, Kaylee. Thank you, Devin. Thank you both for coming this week, and I appreciate you.
Thank you.
In Focus is a weekly public affairs program featuring members of the local community working to make East Texas a better place. In Focus is produced by KTBB and the Team Sports Radio. And we thank you for listening. Join us again next week.